they sing the, generally in church service, they sing what they call the hymns out of the church hymnal. Uh-huh. That's a different book than the Sunday school song book, see? Now, I'm no singer. I don't know music. I couldn't carry a tune if I had to. But the way I would designate it, the Sunday school song book is songs that most anybody could sing, see?
That's for me.
Well, that's for me too. As I say, I'm no singer at all. I don't know a thing about it. And you take these hymns that they sing in the church service, generally you have to know your music and kind of be a pretty good singer. So that's the way I designate it. Now, years ago in our Sunday school, we used to all meet in a body, see, in the Sunday school. And have a little, maybe the preacher would make, or the superintendent would make a prayer, and then they would sing a couple of songs, maybe out of these little song books. And then, after a while, the audience would break up and go to their different Sunday school rooms. Then after the Sunday school was over, they'd all come in the sanctuary, they call it now, or the main body of the church, and then they would have their church services. But they don't do that anymore, you know. When you go to Sunday school, you go right straight to your class. You don't sit in a body before you go to your class.
I certainly like the music in some of these big churches.
Yes, it is nice.
When we were in Michigan, we went to some of the older churches around there. Uh-huh. We went down to Tecumseh. It had the oldest Episcopal church west of the Alleghenies.
Well.
The road had come through, and they had to move the church, and they built on here, and they built on there. It wasn't the church it was when they built it, but they still said it was the oldest.
Yeah.
I don't think they even had the original pews. Well, let's see, when people sing and the organ plays, you'd say that that's, they're making...
music?
Uh-huh. Let's see, and you'd say, oh, that music is simply...
beautiful.
And the person, or the spirit that the preacher talks against is called the...
the devil.
Any other names for that that you use?
Satan.
Yes, and any others?
Well, I've never heard any other.
Let's see. If you go by a graveyard at night, well, if a colored person goes by the graveyard at night, he's afraid because of the...
ghosts.
And an old house that's out... an old vacant house that's out someplace, if they think there are ghosts in it, they say that's a...
it's haunted. Yeah.
Oh, let's see, when the weather gets down to about 40 degrees, we say it's not warm, but it's...
cold.
Uh-huh. What if it's about 50?
Well...
it's not real cold, it's...
cool?
Yeah. If someone says, would you like to go with me? And you don't want to go, you say, well, thank you, but I
prefer not to go. I expect that to be the correct...
how was that? What would you usually say?
Oh, I'd say, well, no, I don't think I want to go.
Yeah, I think I would. I'd rather not.
Yeah.
If you're pleased to see someone, what do you say to them? Also, you're extremely pleased.